So someone wants to eat egg. Want to eat an egg. So you have to check it. If you want to eat fried or not hard boiled, not soft boiled, because then you can't check them. You've shot. So
if you want to check them after you cook them,
you don't have to. כיוון שהולכים אחרי שולחן ערוך, כיוון שהולכים אחרי רוב הביצים, if most of the eggs are not fertilized, with no blood in them, then you don't have to check them. וכך היה נוהג האריזה, לאריזה יסביבס, מכף החיים, and then איש חי, and תורה לשמה, he says, זה שוט תורה לשמה, he says, הוא יודע, that if someone, he was eating an egg, a raw egg, and then he finds, or even if not raw, find at the end there was a little bit of blood, he wasn't supposed to eat this egg, he doesn't even need kapara, but anyway he should be sorry that Hashem brought this to his hand. But once you open an egg you should check it. Why come to Ebayot? If there's a place like I told you about in Costa Rica that had 30 eggs, there were 5 with no blood, so it's asur to eat those eggs as a hard boiled or soft boiled as well, asur. But then you probably, there's a good chance you are eating. If majority is not, it's not checked, is with blood, you know, so you can't have it. There's a thing called bitzim ufuot, fertilized eggs. Fertilized means that in the same pen, together with the chickens, the roosters? Mazel zachal.
Roosters.
Together with the hens, there's roosters also. If together with his hens is roosters, then these eggs are problematic. You must check each and every one. Because why? Because what we said about the blood, there's blood in the white, so it's more lenient and stuff like that. It's only if it's not fertilized eggs. But if it's fertilized, the whole egg is asu always. If there's one little bit of blood, it's all like tereifa, it's like eat a treif. So, instead of most of the eggs that we get are not fertilized. What happens? Let's say someone came and gave you an egg. He said it's from my chickens in the backyard, organic. But he also has roosters and he has hens. Anyway, now he's making you a big scrambled egg for the whole family for dinner. Okay, 10 eggs, 15 eggs, whatever it is. Yeah, a lot of people, you have people. So you're opening the eggs, you're putting them all in one kara, in one bowl. And also that egg, you open it up. So now, there's blood on one of the yolks. There's the blood. And you don't know. From which, where is it from? What should you do in that situation? I'll tell you what you do. Take out all the yolks, except that one, and you throw that yolk out together with all the whites. So you make eggs only from yolks. That day, okay? And if...
Nobody will eat it.
Lama?
I mean, you
can say the... The veshka, the...
The vesh, the tam should go free.
Ah, but once if you mixed it all together, right, and it was blood, so you chucked the whole thing out.
That's why it's so important to check every single egg.
Every single egg. You don't put four
in a
cup.
One at a time in the glass.
Exactly. Not four. And then we used to work in catering, and sometimes he told me, okay, open 60 eggs. But we had a ladle. I learned how to open and crack it, open it like that with my finger, check the ladle, look around, one at the other side. Then you have to also look around, because you have to see the blood from all directions.
You saw me shakut.
Okay, that is for that.
If you're able to see the blood spot in the where it's all mixed up, then you can take it out.
No,
can you do that?
No. Once it's mixed, it throw it all out. The whole that egg is a su. There's only one case where you'll be able to do it. Okay. If you have 62 eggs. Okay. 62 eggs, you're making a big omelet. Okay?
A very big frying pan.
Yeah, very big frying pan. Okay, you can be yamid. And then you have CC2 eggs, and there was blood on one of them. If you could take out the blood, and whatever is next to the blood, take it out, then you could use the.
That's 5 dozen eggs.
It's called batav shishi.
That's a lot of eggs.
I'll let you pick up a frying pan.
Yeah, right. No, but in it's the nicer in restaurants, catering and things. Stuff like that. Yeah, we did like that, and we opened up 100 eggs.
100 people.
Yeah, chick chak, 150 eggs.
Like this,
we had what? A pan? You know a pan? What's a pan? The catering? It's this huge, big square. Yeah, that's a pan. We fried fish in there, and we did the.
Oh, you're talking about sheet pan.
I don't know where we're going.
Okay, it's what they use for baking cake in.
Maybe we can make rice
full,
in it.
It's a full sheet. It's what they use for steam tables.
It's big, and we made also eggs in them. Many, many eggs. We worked, that's what we did. I worked in catering for 2 years. Some say, it's not everyone holds it, that if you have fertilized eggs, and you want to make hard-boiled eggs, you should make at least 3 together, or anything which is not even. But on the unfertilized eggs, you don't have to do it. Unfertilized eggs, you don't have to do izugi on uneven. They can be even numbers. You can make 10, 12, 14.
Being the reason for that?
It's something with the bitul, the butal, it sometimes, I don't know, I asked, explain to me something. If you buy eggs in the store and then you find blood in them, you can't bring them back to the store and say, oh, there were blood in there, and give me other eggs. You buy them, you cannot. No, you buy them and then attention and maybe there's blood in them. I'm not asking. If you took from a friend, a neighbor took from your wife took from a neighbor an egg, and that egg had blood in it, she still has to bring back another egg. Even though she couldn't use it, she has to return another egg.
Why did you do it in the store?
Huh? It's different when you buy. When you buy, that's the intention you have. Before it, I'll doubt it that maybe there's blood here. When you.
The defective product.
It's not, but.
Bring something back. I want to try.
Yeah, but that's because.
It doesn't work, so.
That's because you assume that it works. Eggs, you assume that there's blood in them, maybe.
They can't check it before,
and there's no way to know. That's why. When you buy it, you could assume that there is.
If you buy a toaster, okay, so it works, but they should test it.
It's supposed to work, exactly.
You buy an egg, are you supposed to know?
You should assume that maybe there's also blood in
there. There's a worm in it. It's not their fault.
Exactly.
No, but it's at least exchange the product if you bring it down. Why not?
No, they're supposed to check the eggs before they sell them. They put them in the boxes to check that there's no blood.
Yeah?
Yes.
Take them with
the
laser. No, one by one they go?
They have a production line. They shine a very, very bright light through the eggs.
Yeah. Never heard of that, really.
I mean, they had that back in the 30s.
The halacha, no, we don't eat the peeled egg that was peeled overnight. It was left without a peel overnight. Not even in the fridge in the bag. There's a bad spirit on it. Okay? Only if it's with the peel, even if it has some of the peel on it, a little bit of the peel is already okay. But completely peeled, right? Even in a bag, in a fridge, in a sealed box with no air. Yeah, one of those things, flum, asul. Okay?
What about egg salad?
No. So once you put salt in it, and oil, or mayonnaise, or whatever you put, it doesn't have an Issa. Only raw like that, the way it is.
And also hard boil too, eh?
Hard boil?
Yeah.
Hmm? No, hard boil.
You crack eggs beforehand, you'd have to get these and shell it also.
Right, same thing. לא משאירים, לא אוכלים ביצה כלופה כל הלילה. Both of it's raw, you open it and left in the fridge. Or if it's cooked, לא משנה. Hard boiling. Even in the bags, לא משנה, you don't need it.
So if you,
only if you put on it salt, or you put on the oil, you put something on it.
So if you're scrambling eggs.
No, the scrambled eggs overnight. Usually you put salt in it, no?
Oil,
it's with the oil. You don't have something else. Who do you scramble eggs? We eat the eggs. So, we finish this inyan with eggs, okay? Now we're going to talk about, oh, Chavadad, he's not here. Avram, tomorrow. Bdika mitola'im. Now we're going to learn about checking from bugs, from worms. Yeah? Zalacha. Let's see what he says here. Asra Torah et achilat tola'im v'ashratzim. It says in the Pasuk of Vayikra, we read it a few weeks ago. Pasuk Shmini. Chol asheret ha-shoretz al ha-aretz sheketsu lo yachel. Yeah? All the creepy crawlers. What? Creepy crawlers that they crawl on the floor. So you can't eat them. It makes you tameh. You eat them, your heart gets sealed. You can't accept Hashem. Right? It unpurifies us. It becomes unholy. We become unholy when you eat them. Okay. If you eat, the halacha is like this. If you eat any size creature that you could see, if it's whole, with all its pieces, you're ready over on the lab. We'll see. Depends what it is. If it's on the floor, if it's in the water, if it's different, either 4, 5, or 6 lavim. Okay? If you eat only pieces of it, you're not over the white down. Only feed a kazayit of it. Okay. So if you eat sheretz ha'aretz, that's what you said, Yaakov. Mm-hmm. If you eat sheretz ha'aretz, you're over on 5 lavim. Because it says 5 times in the Torah, not to eat. If you eat sheretz ha'maim, in the water, bugs, whatever they're called, you're over on 4 lavim. If you eat sheretz ha'of, bugs that fly, like flies and stuff like that, you're over on 6 lavim. And if you eat 1 kazayit of pork, you're over on 1 lav. Better off. That's why Avergo said, if you go to a place and it's not such a good heksher, you're better off eating some meat. You shouldn't eat anything, but let's say you're better off eating meat. They're eating the rice, for example. So the rice, there could be a lot of bugs in there, and each bug is 5. But the meat, yeah, each kazayit is 1.
There's a thing with the Arizal and the Malchu.
Mm-hmm.
One day they met in the street. Malchu was coming back from a Brit Milah. And he had bitten cookie, it was their problem. So walking, they meet walking. And Arizal looks at the Malchu and says, oh, you ate sherets. Malchu almost fainted. And I said, what are you talking about? You know, look at the other half of the cookie in your pocket. With half of an ant was inside the cookie.
Well, only half.
Yeah.
Half in that over the light.
Yeah. But he saw on his face
the
half of an ant. Which is, okay, you're not chayav.
But it's definitely harmed.
It's harmed, it's really
harmed.
Yeah. You have things that are ground up, like strawberries. Let's say people grind up strawberries and like face. So they say, like, let's say the bugs are completely ground
so
up.
So, tell you what, there's an Indian, you can't be mevatel isu lechatchila. It's a halacha like that. I mean, you can't take something which for sure is infested and grind it up and say, fine. You're right, you're not over the right, but it's the Rabbana. And you can't be mevatel isu lechatchila. What could you do? You could clean it as much as you can, the best as you can, and then grind it up. And then, if there was, I wasn't mevatel isu lechatchila, I cleaned it up as much as I can.
Those pieces don't form to form one design.
Nachon, the first.
Well, what my wife does is she checks that the best she can.
The what?
the strawberries.
Strawberries, you're supposed to clean them. A certain way to clean them.
And then she does it a certain way. And then she freezes it. Then she grinds it.
Why does she freeze it?
To kill the bugs.
Who cares? They're alive or dead. Why does she have to freeze
Just to make sure that it's dead and in pieces by the time she grinds it.
If you grind them up, they're also in pieces, no?
She is so paranoid about bugs now.
No. Strawberries, you can clean them and eat them, according to a lot of poskim.
Mm-hmm.
Just get nice ones. Very easy. It's a little bit of hassle, but it's easy. You put it in soap water.
Right.
First of all, you cut off the heads.
Right.
With the cut off with a little bit of the meat, meat of the fruit.
Yeah.
Basash la
pri.
And you put it in water with soap. Then you take a brush, a toothbrush, or even a sponge.
Nail brush or a scotch.
Yeah, a scotch, something that you clean, you clean dishes with. And you clean it gently against the way Kido from the
point of the whiteboard.
Can. Upwards. Okay? From where it's. And then you rinse it off, and then you make a bracha, and you eat it.
There's something called
sterility
that's good for them.
According to the Badat, it says, I don't know. You have to take off the peel. You know, I say, if you take off the peel, don't buy them.
Exactly.
There's nothing less. It's a knife, not with a peeler, yeah? That's why you have to buy a good one. Yeah? Something that, there's different types. Only if it takes up only a little bit. If it takes a lot.
There's nothing left. I can cut the top, and you brush it, and you peel it.
But then what she does is, after freezing it, she turns it into jam.
Tolaim she'enam nirim la'ayin, ela be'ezrat azarei ri'ya, en ba'em isur shelo asara Torah, dvarim atzuvim b'ri'ya, ela b'ri'ya tiv'it. Ve'ayin point halacha. If, there's a lot of poskim arguing on this, how, what does that mean exactly? But the main halacha is like this. If you can't see the bug, people cannot see the bug, it's so small that you need to use a microscope to use to see it. So it's not also to eat it. Eat it. Even though you see the microscope, there's a bug there. Fine, I don't care if there's a bug there.
Magnifying glass.
Yeah? Gum. Anything that you need help to see, you're allowed to eat it. Now, what's considered that a person could see it? Average person? Someone who knows what he's looking for? Someone who does not know what he's looking for? This is machloket a lot of the poskim. Rav Yaakov Yosef is very lenient in this. And he says, if a person, a regular person, that doesn't know what he's looking for, right, just looks at it, and looks carefully, and he tries to see, he doesn't see anything, he can eat it. Therefore, you could buy lettuce, wash it well, check it, clean it, do whatever you want, check it in light, you don't see it, eat it. Most of the poskim do not agree with him. They say, you know, Avadia said once a story, Avadia many years ago, 60 years ago, and he lived here in Bet Israel. Someone came to him and said that he never ate lettuce until they came out with Chatalat from Gush Katif, 30 years ago, so only then he started eating lettuce, the leaves, for Pesach. People came to him, until then they ate only the stems. Stems much easier to check if there's Mechilot. So anyway, someone came to him, Hamavadia, why don't you eat the lettuce? I cleaned it really well. I'm telling you, my wife soaked it and we brushed it and everything. And come, there's nothing there. We checked. I said, yeah? Okay, give me the lettuce. Okay. Come, let's go up to my roof. And he put it outside on the roof. And the sun was beating on it. For half an hour. And he said, okay, let's go see now. It was full of crawlers. They came from the thing. The sun was beating, it was hot. So they came out.
Well, there were eggs in the hatch.
Yeah, maybe there were eggs in the hatch, whatever it was. That's why the...
Or tunnelers could come
Most of the posts can say, it's not enough what you see. The people know what they're looking for to see. You have to know what bug is there, what they're going to think to look for. How do you check it? That's dumb. I don't see, fine. You have to know what you're checking for. Okay?
Little tunnels in the leaves, you already know the problem.
Right. According to Rosh Hashanah and Oba, another person can say that if there's a type of bug that you can't really see it, but you could see what it makes. For example, there's a certain bug, certain Knima. Farlaturia. Kinemat Farlaturia, that's the name of it. That you can't see it with the regular eyesight, but it exists. Mm-hmm. It sucks the fruit from the liquid from it, from the fruit, from the whatever it's on. You can't see it, but you see what it makes. It leaves purple liquid up.
A little round dish.
Yeah. According to Allah, you'll have to eat it. So what? But you see it there. So what? You can't see the bug. Also, sometimes this little bug, the type of bug, leaves webs.
Yeah.
And you can't see that bug, only with a microscope or with a magnifying glass. A good one. You're allowed to eat, but you see webs. You're allowed to eat it. I don't know about the
but you really want to.
Yeah, I don't care eating.
Okay.
How do you for somebody else to enjoy? I don't want to do that.
Also, when you have peanuts, like in candy bars, during the summer, the bugs will germinate.
In the peanuts.
Yeah?
Because in the organic markets, we don't have a big problem with that.
ביצי תולעים ושרצים לדעת רוב הפוסקים אסורים גם כן אכילה מן התורה אמנם אם יתערבו בדבר אחר ודלי רואו ואין להם ברירה בריח ידקים אף שנתן לדעת ודעת גם אסורים אוקיי Also eggs of worms and eggs of all kinds of creepers also אסור most person says דאורייתא חיידקים איך אומרים? Germs you're allowed to eat even if you could see them I don't know what's considered a germ. What's considered a germ?
Bacteria. Humans are bacteria.
Can bacteria.
You can't see without a microscope.
You can't see that without a microscope. So, no. Why do they say here that you can't?
But it's not a.
Yeah. Firstly, you can't see them, right? And second of all, it's not even considered an animal.
Yeah.
It's a live thing.
Bacteria is an animal. Bacteria are animal.
Can, but it's not nechshav b'alei chayim in Torah. Because they split and they split again and split again.
Viruses, which are not animals, mycoplasm or a good so, question.
Besides, there's a lot of times they add bacteria to the food and make it makes it happen.
But only certain varieties, such as yogurt.
Okay.
They add acidophilus.
Yeah, that's what makes it into yogurt, no?
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, or, I want to congeal, whatever it's called.
Don't they use as,
what do they use? They use enzymes.
Oh, they use enzymes, okay.
Enzymes or acid, like lemon juice.
Yeah.
Top. Tolat shlema ena betela afilu be'elef. Tolat, a worm, a whole worm. If you know there's a worm in here, fell in, you saw a worm falling in, you can't find it now, you can't eat this thing. Also, half a worm, you can't eat it. And how can you eat the worm? If it was crushed completely, you saw, let's say you're blending a thing, you opened it a second to see, and you see a worm fall straight from the thing, straight into the blender. Okay, you can eat it. Might be disgusted, fine. Don't tell anyone, you don't eat it, don't tell anyone, just serve it. Ooh, this is the halacha that I wanted to say so much. Yerakot u'pirot, fruits and vegetables. Afilu uchzeku shemitzriim meminam tilaim. Even that there's a good chance that it's muchzak, there's a chazaka that there are bugs in there, there are worms in there. For example, figs, good chance that there are. Out of three figs, two are infested. You know that, right? The dry ones. Im avra shana shlema me'az shenichtefu nikdashu. If a whole year passed, a whole year passed from the day that they were picked, mutarim ba'achila bebdika chitzonit bilvad. They're permitted to be eaten with the external check at all. I mean, you don't have to open them and check them. You could look outside to see there's no bugs crawling on them. You can eat them, wait when it's finished. Question is, okay, the question is, yes, 12 months, some say it should be 13 months if it's a leap year. The question is, if I froze it, is frozen considered? Consider when I defrosted, is it considered that it went through a whole year? Or it kept the status of a year ago, so it didn't, nothing passed, nothing went, didn't go. What's the reason why a whole year makes it into, if it's a dead animal, makes it into a, yeah, you're allowed to eat it?
It would decompose.
I just think it becomes powder, dirt, nothing. But when you freeze a fresh worm and then defrost it, you still have a fresh worm in your tenim, right? It's a machloket aposkim. Rav Eliyashiv says, so what? 12 months doesn't say how. But the other poskim a lot. He doesn't even bring Rav Eliyashiv over here. I just saw it somewhere else. Okay. The question of Shlomo Zalman Rava says, ma pitom.
So for Tu B'Shvat, you should buy a large variety of fruit, put it in the pantry for a year.
Yeah, but you have to make it in a way that it won't be infested with live worms. How are you going to do that?
Right, live.
In plastic.
Yeah, if you seal it really well and close it up, yes. Then you can eat them afterwards, after some say 12 months, and say if it's a leap year, 30 months, but after a year. Okay?
And it says an external check, just look at it.
Look at it. External is look at it, on the outside. See, there's no creeper crawlers outside. Interesting halacha, huh?
Oh,
you said it has to be in a way that no bugs could come in or reproduce inside. Okay?
Airtight
is good.
Plastic.
Yeah? They eat up? They eat through?
There was an earthquake in Northridge in January of 94. I was shut down from January 94 to October of 94. And I had just received a shipment of frozen goods and everything else. Everything was in the freezer, so we had no power for a year. I opened the refrigerator. There was nothing in there. The bugs had decomposed everything in there.
The bugs ate it?
The bugs ate everything. It was just powder. This is not, with, you know, no power, just...
Okay, there's two types of sheretz ha'aretz, creepy crawlers of the land, not water and the air, not those who fly. One, anotzarim ma'atzman mirekev apri o'erek, that they become from the fact that the fruit or the vegetable is mitrakev, it gets rotten, and from inside they grow. How? I don't know exactly. I just tell you that I had a pot at home one summer, many years ago, maybe 8 years ago, 7 years ago, in the summer, and there was meat in the pot. There was something with meat. And we left, and we came back 2 days later, and we got there. And I opened the pot, and it was puke.
Maggots.
Was it maggots?
That's what it is.
It's the germination of the insect. It goes from the egg to the maggot to the larvae.
But how did it get into the pot? It didn't. The pot was closed. It was from the ricavon. It becomes from the... From the ricavon.
There are eggs in the air.
איך אומרים בעיקרון? Yeah, it becomes. So that's one type. The second type is from a male and a female bug, and then becomes another bug, right? Yeah. Most of the bugs, you can't say that they're not, you can't say that they were made from inside the food. You have to assume that they were made from the outside, the right side. You can't play games with it. If you don't know, it was made inside, you can't eat it. טוב. טוב, להם מתחילים בירגו פרי שמדי יוכבו ירקה כל הילה, נעשו מהתורה. Any worms which they become worms, yeah? When the fruit or the vegetable is still on the tree, אסור מדאורייתא. שולחן ערוך, yeah. חבר'ה, it's inside. אבל מתפתחים בירקות ופירות לאחר שנלקטו ונקטפו מותרים. But if they became from inside the fruit after you picked them, yeah, as long as they're still inside, they did not leave the fruit, you're allowed to eat them. But once they left the fruit, you can, even came back, you can't
eat them. You can't eat what fruit? Why are you allowed to eat them while it's not inside? It's so dead?
No, it's not considered sheret ha-shavet al ha-aretz. It was never on the ground.
How can you see it inside the fruit anyway? How would you know it's there?
Oh. No, if it's holes in the fruit, it came from the outside.
Are you saying if it grew inside? So, if something grows inside, you're allowed to eat that?
But if it grows inside after you picked this, how could you know that happened? You can't.
You take a bite and you see something, then you can choose to eat or not eat it.
I'll tell you where it's... Yeah, that's what he says here. The mice, it's not practical because you don't know when it became with worms. Therefore, you don't know if you eat it or not. Yeah. Here is now, regarding perot hadar, citric fruit?
Citrus.
Citrus fruit? What is citric?
Acid.
Huh?
The acid that comes from
okay. Citrus fruit is, a lot of times it's bugs, knimot. It's not bugs. Knimot, I don't know how you say it in English. Knimot? But it's a little...
Black dots.
It has legs also. You can see the black dots, but you don't know exactly if it's an animal or not.
They're probably eggs.
No. It's a creature. A lot of creatures. If you give me a dictionary, I'll tell you what it is. A dictionary?
My
Yaakov, you have a dictionary over here? You don't have a dictionary.
Can't see it.
What do you mean can't see it?
I can't see the
print. That's why you don't bring it. Yeah, but for me.
Oh.
Anyways, knima is what happens to citrus fruit. And the problem is that you touch it with your hands, and you peel, and then you get to touch the fruit, and you can eat it. Or if you cut it, you might be cutting on it and moving it straight into the fruit. It's a problem. Therefore, you have to wash every citrus fruit you use.
Just peel it.
The beer, yeah, maybe it's on your hand, and you're eating the fruit, and it's on the fruit. Wash them before. I wash every citrus fruit I take out. Immediately I wash them. My house is like that. If you have fish is an issue. A lot of fish have worms in them. But the question is it worms from the inside or worms from the outside? Most of the time it's worms from the outside. Why? How does it go into the fish? Exactly. The fish eats it. So where did it come from? From the outside. That's still there. And then inside it develops more and more. And then it goes into the body. Yeah? It doesn't have teeth. It doesn't chew now the fish. It goes in, like that. That's how they digest the fish. Therefore, you can't eat them. If you might say, you know that the worms were not from they came from the inside, you're allowed to eat that fish. But if you don't know, so you can't eat it, and you don't know. Where are you allowed to eat worms, for sure? Cheese. They have cheese with worms. That they were created within the fish, within the cheese. And they didn't add them. They were created from within the fish, within the cheese. As long as they did not leave the cheese, even if they're on top, crawling around, you're allowed to eat them. What? They do that. You didn't see them.
Jesus.
Yeah, friends. I saw them. How nice. What?
France, I don't like anything French.
Your wife's not French, is she? Okay, so that kind of worm you're allowed to eat, and people consider it a delicacy, and they pay a lot of money for it. You don't like it, you don't look so happy. I don't know, you look disgusted a little bit.
But I was reading Kosher's magazine, and they're saying it's not kosher.
Eat it. Eat it, it's kosher.
What about the kilo with a worm?
No, Mapitons, that's
it. They put the worm in?
Yeah. Once they left the fish, the cheese, even a little bit, they left, they're now crawling on the plate, and they went back. Asute, according to Sfaradim, you don't eat bichlal worms, not even on a fish. Okay, so you guys can eat it, you guys can't eat it. Okay, maybe we'll bring you some worms, huh? The seder, we'll stop here with the halachot of bugs here. I hope everyone's doing okay.